Opportunities are in the unknown. This is the summary here. Are in the unknown. Unknown to you, but known in your partner. Always jump to a bigger league. There's always a bigger league. Your same partner, these categories in your chart, have the potential to go from different leagues, and it could be, in terms of wealth, a difference between the number of zeros you have in your annual or 10-year income. Okay? So understand that. Yeah. So you may say, how will my partner is like that? That's because you're playing small. So you got to look at how, which aspect, which you will learn in a short while, that you're going to maximize. Is it your time? As in your schedule, yeah? I always believe whatever you schedule, you schedule gets done. If you don't schedule it, you will not do it at all. How do you maximize your resources, information, data, knowledge, assets, and whatever you have? Money, okay? If you believe you deserve more than you are getting right now, then this part needs to change. Otherwise, you'll be stuck here for a long time. Every time trying to just make ends meet is not a good thing, yeah? So, number three, maximizing that money. Number four, maximizing your network. Number five, maximizing mentors, maximizing talents, okay? There are six things for you. And when you know this, every time, you don't have to do all six. A few of this will help you jump from one league to the other, okay? So, you look at your chart right now, okay? So, here's a chart for Linda. Okay, so in Linda's chart, you see that the nobleman is ox and gold in Linda's chart. Can you see that? How do you see that? Oh, you see it right here in the corner? It says nobleman, ox and gold. Now, one of the common things is people like to look within the chart for nobleman, but that's not just the only way to do it. One of the ways to maximize a nobleman is really amongst the coaches, teachers, advisors, counselors, or supporters amongst this group of people that you have in your life, whichever now that you know that role is a bit more appealing to you, look amongst those people, who of this have ox or goat in their chart? Their chart. Okay? You look for them. So suppose Linda meets Yiming, and Yiming is one of the potential coaches that she was looking for to coach her in business or coach her in starting network marketing or how to do a sales script and so forth. She's looking for a coach and she found Yiming. How she know whether Yiming can be a good mentor to her? Well, it's very simple. She somehow found her way to look at Yiming's date of birth and she discovered that Yiming has ox in his day pillar. Can you see now? This is Yiming's chart. And Yiming has ox in the day. Can you see that? So at some point, Linda will discover, hey, Yiming actually has nobleman inside the day. So his character, his charisma, his personality, it's appealing to Linda. Now, why I say that is because the ox is in the day pillar. Day represents the self, right? Self-belief, self-confidence, about that being, he himself, right, as a human being, all right? So that's one way to see it. The nobleman appears in that person, not just the year above, right? This is the month above. So here are four models that are suited for different needs, and one of this is what I did when I was in school, okay? So this is going to be like a short life hack for those who want to turn this hobby of yours into a self-financing thing. Number one, you can turn this into a side gig eventually, okay? Side gig means you keep your day job and then you do your consulting on the side. So for me at that time, my day job was going to school, right? I go to university and then I've got like a couple of days that are free and I do my side gig doing consults, right? Now, today I'm no longer doing this as a side gig because today I'm doing the path number two, which is I'm using what I do right now for my existing role as a business owner, as a manager, as a CEO. So you can also use this as a sort of a tool to complement whatever you are doing as a business owner or an investor or a HR manager and so forth. So existing business, part of core services. For me, the core services also includes consulting. So that's like one arm for it. So I'm doing this right now. I'm no longer doing this as a side gig, okay? Or for some of you, you want to turn pro, means you go all in full time at some point because this income that you make totally surpass your other income that you make in your day job? Is this possible? Yes. Is it easy? We don't know. For some people, it's easy. If you have the talent, it's faster. If you don't have the gifts, it's slightly slower, but you can get there. Or number four, if you are a retiree, you are in your retirement years, it's never too early to plan and be prepared right now if you are going to retire and you want something to do, because you got a lot of free time, right? You could do this while taking care of your grandkids or while you're doing farming, okay? Now, the structures can work well with one another if you understand how to influence them, okay? So how to influence them is pretty straightforward. Here are some examples on how you can influence them. Now, for someone who is the general, okay, who's the general, you know that your wife is the general. So if you want to influence the general, right, if your husband's the general, you cannot use authority against the general. The general is supposed to have authority, right? So we're going to save face. So you need to influence their thought process. You might want to influence their beliefs. You allow them to have the sense of control. You got to implant the thought in their mind as if that thought came from them and they are deciding what you need to do. It takes a bit of time, but as long as you position, give them face, right? You give them face, give them room, and show results. You prove to them the results instead of just telling them stories. This will work much better for the general. And most importantly, be on time and save time for them, because the general doesn't like to wait. The general needs to be in control. The general does what the general wants to do. So you make the general decision-making easier by implanting the thought process for them, okay? So, for example, if someone is the glass cannon, for example, then this person is influenced emotionally by excitement. So it's also the same way influenced by anger and fear. So the pain and pleasure principle for those with the glass cannon structure is what can influence them. Paint the picture of how pleasurable and fun and exciting and popular they can be when they do something, and how fearful, because glass cannon can break easily, right? If they don't do something, what could be the danger in terms of their reputation or their goodwill? And then you will move them towards doing something, okay? And what if someone is the sniper? The structure is strong. Well, they are influenced by data and information. Make sure you give them space and time to analyze the data, put the facts in front of them, put the numbers, the statistics, especially statistics, and all the messages must be geared towards showing them how it is more beneficial in arriving at the conclusion that you want them to arrive at. Always give them time and space. Do not force them to make a decision quick, because snipers will miss the shot if you force them and give them pressure. No pressure to snipers. Now, tanks. Tanks, you need to have proof of your authority to give them a change in the structure in their SOP, all right? So you need to position yourself in a credible position. That means you gotta have credibility in order for you to guide and change the format of doing something. And your recommendations must be super clear, structured in a way that is easy to execute, okay? And finally, if you're the minions, minions just need social proof, yeah? If they're influenced by opinions of their friends on social media, on group mentality, if you can show them, well, there's a group of people doing this, it's super fun to do something, and you're going to get the validation from a lot of people, you're going to get the popularity in terms of being a group, you get to have fun joining a group of friends, they probably will be more influenced in doing it, okay? So now you have a general idea of how these five structures work. Now, you can apply this in various aspects of team dynamics and even husband and wife. It takes a bit of time to go in. Remember, you are just starting in your study of metaphysics, okay? This way is by reading the elements in the chart. By the way, these five structures are elements. You learn how to influence other people and how you operate in an environment, okay? Simple, simple, simple.